Welcome back to the Dennis Stuckey Show, and Brady Beaton joins me now because the bombshell coming down this afternoon. At least I think it's a bombshell because this isn't what I was expecting. Although in retrospect, Brady, there's probably a lot of people out there who feel like because of the last four seasons, it's time for something like this. But I'm still shocked.
Well, yeah. Mark D'Antonio steps down as Michigan State head football coach. I mean, we were recording this because basically you're getting our straight reaction to it. So about 20 minutes ago now, he stepped down, and the timing is really weird. You have National Signing Day tomorrow, the second one, and it's a random Tuesday. There's no press conference. He does it through a tweet. This seems to just be the icing or the tip of the iceberg, and there's more to this because it all seems very strange.
Well, the big squawk for a couple of seasons now is people want changes at MSU with the coaching staff, and he is just loyal to a fault at this point with these guys. He obviously does not want to get rid of any of them. He's kind of shuffled around what their jobs would be, and it's just not been good at MSU in three of the last four seasons. And they maybe did this to themselves because they set such a high standard in the 9 years prior to that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he might also be screwing over his guys. Mike Tressel named the interim coach, so I'm sure, excuse me, that Michigan State fans are just so glad to hear that. But, okay, here's where the timeline gets confused. So you have, I mean, Peterson at Washington retired this year too. He did it right after the Pac-12 championship game, and that was like a bombshell out west. But you didn't do it during the season, say, hey, I'm coaching my last season. Use that as kind of the motivational tool. You didn't have him do it before the bowl game, announcing, hey, this will be my last game. You didn't do it after, but now you announce it on February 4th. There has got to be more to this. And now, guess what? There's a lot of assistant coaches that were good potential head coaches that have already been hired. So either you have to ride it out with Tressel this year, and that's going to be a disaster, or you have to try to overpay and spend more money than someone's worth. Maybe you put a dump truck of money at Luke Fickell's house and back it up and hope he decides to leave Cincinnati. But you're going to have to overpay, and that's something Michigan State has shown they are not willing to do.
In our world today, it's going to come up at some point, Brady. So how unrealistic is it that Michigan State will offer this to Urban Meyer?
No. That's all. I'll just say no. He's not coming. No. There was too much money. And, I mean, Michigan State's going to have to take a gamble hire. If they're going to hire for this season, they have to throw a Hail Mary. And maybe they look to a D2. Maybe they look to a guy like Tony Anise at Ferris, who has been a successful in Division II, but has never gotten his shot. They have to throw a Hail Mary, whether that's putting a ton of money in someone's lap or going and trying to find a diamond in the rough. But there's a lot of things in play here, and I feel like we're going to be talking about this for the next couple of weeks.
All right, let's just real quick here. I want to go over D'Antonio's legacy and what they actually accomplished at Michigan State while he was there. And again, most of this is in the first nine seasons of his 13-year tenure, but he had 11 winning seasons, six 10-plus win seasons, seven times they finished in the top 25, three times in the top six. The 2013 Rose Bowl stands out as maybe the most iconic victory. 15-16, they went to the playoff. Bama blew them out, but they've been to the playoffs, and there's another team in the state that hasn't. He won six of his last seven bowl game appearances, 13-1 season in 2013. He won 114 games, the most of any coach in Spartan history. Only 57 losses, and 24 of those came in his last four seasons.
Yeah, I mean, he's undoubtedly one of the greatest coaches in Michigan State history. He took them to heights they hadn't seen in 50 years, and it was unbelievable. His great times were some of the greatest Spartan football memories of all time, but now he kind of was burning down what he was building. Again, no one can take away that half a decade run from about 2010 to 2015, where it seemed like he was just as good as Ohio State, better than Michigan, better than Penn State. And they were the dominant program in the Big Ten for a short stretch there. But, I mean, it's what have you done for me lately at times, and the last couple years have been bad. And then you see tweets like this where it says, Mark D'Antonio steps down as head coach 7 weeks after the early signing period, one day before signing day, and 2 weeks after accepting a $4.3 million bonus. That's whatever the reason is, because he does not list a reason for stepping down in his tweet, which, by the way, does that just seem a little weak to you?
It's, yes, but isn't it the way we do things now in society?
No.
This seems to me like this happens all the time, and that this is the way people do stuff now.
But why is there not a press conference? Michigan State plays at home tonight. Why is there not a press conference scheduled for 5 or 6 p.m., and you get all the media there, and you answer the questions? The optics of this, now I'm not saying anything, but the optics of this whole situation leads me to believe there is more than just him going, you know what, I don't want to coach anymore. I had a good run.
The timing does seem odd. The manner in which all of this is coming across does seem odd. I'm going to let it play out, though, for the week, and see if later in the week they don't schedule something a little more formal. We have to remember, too, that throughout the course of all of this, there have been allegations against the football program because the off-field behavior has been atrocious at Michigan State.
Oh, yeah, and there's recruiting violations that are supposedly brought up, the Blackwell case, and there's things like that. I mean, again, stuff comes out today about it. He steps down. You're right. We have to see how this plays out. But, I mean, how do you not start immediately speculating? Because, if he steps down after the Pinstripe Bowl, you go, okay, well, he thought it was time. That's completely fair. But to have no press conference, to do it on a Tuesday afternoon, out of nowhere, like, I started seeing rumors about this about 10 minutes before it actually happened. So, like, I'm talking with people and they're going, well, okay, why not do it here? And go, well, because it probably wasn't planned. I don't think they planned to have Mark D'Antonio retire at 2:45 on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, it would be interesting to be at the athletic department right now at Michigan State and see who's scrambling and who this really blindsided or who had an idea that it might be coming. I wonder, too, Brady, if there's some sort of a power struggle, too, going on. I mean, let's remember, George Pirlis recently passed away. He had a lot of pull at MSU, and I think he was a D'Antonio supporter. You lose that support, and maybe Mark D'Antonio saw something writing on the wall that things weren't going to be getting any easier for him at MSU, and maybe he decided to bail.
Again, I think the least likely of all the reasons he's retiring is because of, I just don't think I can do this anymore. For whatever reason, maybe there's a power struggle. Maybe there's the allegations coming out about recruiting. Maybe something, I don't know. But, the least likely reason seems to be, well, I just don't want to do football anymore.
Well, he's still young, too. Does he pop up somewhere down the road?
No, he's not that young. He's almost 70, isn't he?
I'm in coaching terms, only 13 seasons as a head coach. It seems to me like guys coach longer than that, and guys can coach into their 70s.
He's 63, no. He's got a cushy job in the athletic department now with some made-up title of, like, manager of special projects or some title to have him sit and get a paycheck from Michigan State. So, no. But you have to really wonder, who are they going to go after? Are they going to try to get Luke Fickell? Do they try to bring back Pat Narduzzi, even though he has struggled at times at Pitt? Do you take a shot at a small-time guy? And they have to make all these decisions basically within a week or two. I'm assuming they have very little prep for this. I do not believe that the Michigan State Athletic Department was planning on having a coaching search for their next football coach.
Do you think that they'll even try for next season?
Do you just, like you said, stick with Mike Tressel?
Maybe for a year, because you already mentioned that most of the better candidates have already been swallowed up. So maybe you ride it out for a year. You figure it can't get much worse, can it? Make sweeping change, and you wait until the season ends next year to get a better candidate.
Well, here's the thing where that would hurt you, though. Okay. So, yes, signing day's tomorrow, but you know in Division I athletics, you're recruiting sophomores, juniors, sometimes even freshmen. So you're making these recruits. You let Mike Tressel sit there for 8 months and 9 months and recruit kids and try to convince them about stability, and then the season ends and you just shoot them into Windsor. What do you do with that? Like, now you have a new coach coming in. He has to get his recruits, and that sets you back another recruiting cycle. Why not get a guy in now and at least have him be able to start recruiting next year's class tomorrow and getting the 2021 class ready to go and bringing in his guys? So, yes, I mean, he's working from behind, but at least he gets a jump start on next season, so you're not working from behind 2 years in a row.
Yeah. All right. Well, shocking development this afternoon with Mark D'Antonio retiring as the head football coach at Michigan State University. And it's always fun to get Brady's reactions to these things. I'll see you in a little bit because we'll be out at Marysville tonight for the boys' high school basketball game with Port Huron High. The rematch. I hope this game's as good as the last one.
I do, too. Hope we get the same result.
All right. I'll see you later. And thanks, Brady.
Thank you.
All right, back tomorrow for just a half-hour edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show from 5 to 5:30. We've got SC4 basketball for you tomorrow evening beginning at 5:30 right here on WPHM. We've got Michigan State basketball coming up for you later this evening here on WPHM after the Tom Izzo Show, which starts at 6 o'clock.